The recessions of the 1970s and 1980s seemed to hit Liverpool harder than most. Television cameras descended on the city to document the lives of those who seemed to have nothing left to live for, save their weekly dole. Soap operas like Brookside and sitcoms like Bread, one of the biggest sitcoms of the 1980s, set among the kitchen sinks of Merseyside, showed the characters desperately trying to keep their lives from falling into poverty, aspiring to a better life in a world of uncertain employment, crime, drugs, and infidelity. Liverpudlians retain a burning sense of indignation that industrial decline was something purposely done to Liverpool by an indifferent southern establishment. The hatred manifests itself repeatedly as fans of the Liverpool Football Club take pride in booing their own national anthem, and the city's denizens took part in periodic orgies of malevolent glee at the deaths of Queen Elizabeth and Margaret Thatcher.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now observe a period of silence to mark the recent passing of Her Majesty the Queen. This will start and end on the referee's whistle.
As Liverpool slipped into recession and the pop stars moved away in the 1970s, one part of Liverpool experienced a renaissance. Liverpool Football Club were at one time one of the most feared association football clubs on earth, winning the European Cup, the world's most prestigious football competition, four times from 1977 to 1984, repeatedly defeating the exotic footballing giants like Barcelona and Real Madrid.
So I've been to Belfast and I've been to Londonderry, and they have murals there on the side of houses, but I've never seen them outside of Northern Ireland. But here we go, we're in Liverpool with a lot of Irish influence here and murals on the side of houses. You really could be in Northern Ireland. There's quite a few of these actually. I assume that originally really stamping and expressing your identity, of really, really strongly signalling your adherence to a certain cause in a community where that's important, such that you are prepared to have it on the side of your property, your house. And also it just creates a really strong sense of what the local ideology, the local way of thinking is. And the local nexus of identity here is obviously Liverpool Football Club, and that has all kinds of other elements to it. I guess the immigrant element, the whatever. I mean, the chap here taking a photograph now, it's a pretty impressive
thing.
Thank
you, my lord.
What do you think of that?
I will.
What do you think?
Nice.
What's nice about it?
That you do that on the house.
Yeah, why do you think...
A lot of respect for all the players and for the club.
So you think they're doing it to sort of express their pride in the local area and the club and whatever, yeah. Do you come? Are you from here? You from Liverpool?
No, I'm from Denmark.
I'm from Denmark?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. A Liverpool supporter from Denmark. Why do you like Liverpool so much?
Since I've been a little kid and you're Liverpool, you've been my club.
Why?
I don't know, that's passion.
Because it was popular in the 70s and 80s, and
it
you.
Was, yeah. And or some of the ones on the walls, that's from my youth.
That's from your youth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're just connected to England and connected. Do you come here often to go to Liverpool? Is this your
first time ever?
First, so since a child, you've supported Liverpool.
Always dreamt about seeing this kind of game, Liverpool United.
And now you're—is it like a special birthday treat or something?
He gave it for me as a Christmas gift.
As a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Oh, what a good son. Oh wow. Okay. What do you think of the city of Liverpool compared to Copenhagen or Aarhus or places in Denmark?
It's very different. There's a lot more culture here than in Copenhagen. In Copenhagen there's a lot more like young people. Here there's like a mixture of both. So there's a lot of culture here.
What is the culture here though?
It's very, I would say, kind of intense a little bit, because there are so many people that actually really enjoys going to the football matches. It's been going a long time, it's been going into generations and stuff, so you can really feel that.
There's a strong sense of local identity,
yeah,
and continuity.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Don't you have that anywhere in Denmark?
You could sense it on the bus out here.
Oh yeah?
We were talking the pride and the passion about the football and the club, yeah.
And that's really, you find that attractive, you?
Very much.
Interesting adverts here. The market of people are a lap dancing club there and the army. So those are the people I imagine they're expecting to go to Liverpool matches. People that they could draw into the army or into a lap dance. Is this your first time coming?
No.
First.
third?
In sixth.
You've come from France.
From France.
We always win when we come.
So, but what is it about Liverpool that you find so attractive?
The realness. The you'll never walk alone.
The rawness.
Yeah, and the realness passion. of the people.
The genuineness of the people.
Yeah.
This town is incredible. In Anfield,
the spirit, fighting spirit, and
when the stadium come to,
we can win games with Anfield.
Just with Anfield,
right? So you feel there's a spirit to the city that's kind of unique.
Yeah,
exactly.
What is it about
the fighting spirit?
Fighting spirit.
The togetherness.
Yeah, the community.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
But why do you support Liverpool, the French?
Because I love Liverpool from the final from Istanbul with Steven Gerrard.
Oh yeah.
So since then I'm a diehard fan,
Amazing Liverpool.
I've welcomed you even though you're French.
Yeah, but I've never had any problem with that.
Yeah. And the problem is when the Scouts came to France.
And that's a problem.
Well, because the French people don't know French how to receive we were in Paris for the final.
Yes.
Yeah. And we couldn't go into the stadium like that.
You'll say hello. It's first game.
And
come on. Look at that! She's so sweetie!
It's first game.
It's my first game.
Yeah.
Wow. I hope Liverpool win!
We'll see me over here.
Bye-bye.
I don't know, it's the mister that...
Yes.
Hi. Lennon, come here. His name's Lennon, after John Lennon.
Great, okay. Are you from Liverpool yourself?
Yeah.
How do you feel Liverpool is like... good to you.
Thank you.
How do you feel Liverpool is like different from other places in the UK? It's different.
It's the people.
Yeah.
The people, and what we're about. And I think, we're very welcome as well, And I think, we are also got the best team in the world.
Best team in the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you feel that Liverpool is sort of special in some way compared to
A million percent, yeah. I think it's the culture, and I think working class. Mm. A lot of people as well, have come from nothing, me originally, I had nothing, I had no education. Mm. Well, now I run my own business.
What do you do? What's your business?
Recruitment.
Okay.
Yeah, recruitment, yeah. But so I never went to school, really, but... Well, he goes to school, so my duty is make sure he's in school.
Yeah.
So.
And how do you feel that outsiders sort of care about Liverpool, or do you feel it's
no?
What do you feel about that? Why do you feel that?
I think we're, even though we are part of the UK and England, I think people think that we're, some of them are very envious of us, of the kind of people that we are, in a way that we're all together. Even though there's problems in Liverpool, with a lot of crime, but that's the same all over the country. But I think, you can't buy what we've got, which is a big heart. I think we're all full of heart.
And how do you feel Liverpool has changed much in your lifetime? How do you feel it's changed?
No, we haven't changed. It's the change.
Do you feel the city has changed?
No. I think the culture's changed.
How's the culture changed?
So the whole country's changed.
Oh, yeah.
But Liverpool's not changed now.
No. So what is it about Liverpool that keeps it going, that doesn't change?
It's heart.
Yeah.
It's people.
And what's behind that? Irish immigration or
It's just who we are, isn't it? And what we believe in and our morals. And
what do you believe?
What I believe. That picture there.
So that sort of spirit of excitement and that animation. Your first match.
And his name's Lennon, by the way.
Lennon.
After John Lennon.
John Lennon. I hope you enjoy your first match, Lennon.
High five.
I hope they win. High five. I hope they win.
Cheers, boys.
Up the Reds. Good luck.
Nice one. I'll be able to tell you, by the way.
What do you think of the people here? Are they
class?
Yeah.
Class. How are they class?
Down to earth.
Yeah. Do you think the people is England's most Irish city?
Probably because of the Dutch and the band and everybody moved.
That's the closest to
the Dutch and the Irish family and everyone probably were.
So do you think that there's an Irish influence on the mentality?
Yeah.
Everywhere you go is Irish.
People forget about the importance of football to working class culture. In the old days, you didn't have anything else. You didn't have any telly, you didn't have any radio, you didn't have anything else to entertain you. You just had the pub and you had football. It was absolutely central. And this is, you can still see this feeling of treasuring football here. The one guy pointed to the viewer and said that this is the essence of what he believes. It's his culture, it's working class British culture.
A working class outlet and a working class sport, but it seems that tickets have gone up rather above the rate of inflation. In 1990, I remember the tickets to see Wimbledon were £8 for adults and £4 for children. That was a first division team, top tier at the time. So I'm told this is hundreds. So I'm going to try and find out how much it costs. Are you doing the math?
Yeah.
How much, do you mind my asking, how much is a ticket?
It costs me €1,700.
How much?
€1,700.
£1,700 for one person?
Two
people?
Charity auction.
Is that a good seat?
Good seat, like, but it was a charity auction event in Ireland, and there was people bidding on the tickets, so we were the highest bidder, like.
Oh, okay, so you just have three towels?
No. So it's a charity event for cancer.
Yeah, oh, I see. So that's not the same as the normal price.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But we got a price, an enormous price, for going locally, and he wanted €1,000 a ticket.
€1,000 a ticket? Mm. And that was a towel?
That was a towel.
Yeah.
£2,000, and the only tickets are probably only €100 each.
€100, okay, all right, so that's more realistic. So it's still €100, £8 in 1990 was not the equivalent of €100 now, which is about, what, £80, £90. So that's a tenfold increase over 30 years. It's expensive, this.
£50. 60, okay.
I've seen you on YouTube.
Yes.
You're the Jolly Heretic.
I am the Jolly Heretic.
Holy shit, that's mad synchronicity. I've been watching you recently. I've really enjoyed your content as well.
How do you do? Yeah, I'm doing a film about Liverpool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's a man.
And so
I'm going to be on YouTube.
Dude, it will be on my channel, yeah.
He's like right wing, like good shit, like real good shit. That's mad synchronicity. I thought I saw you. I was like, no way.
Well, yeah, I had an event here in Liverpool last night. A meet and greet. And then people...
No, I've been watching your YouTube quite a bit.
Yeah,
it's
good
stuff.
I'm glad.
No, keep it up, man. It's really good stuff.
Nice to meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet you, dude.
Good luck.
Have a good one,
bro. Well, no, we're just filming around, talking to Liverpool people about life.
Nice one. Have a good
one. Bye-bye. So I've met a fan, chaps, here in Liverpool. Well, I had them here last night. We had a meet and greet, but a random fan. There you go. Recognising the street and all that. Gosh. What is it about the atmosphere here? What is it about not watching this in a pub, but being here in real life, that people are prepared to spend between £50 and £60 for a bog standard ticket? One guy we spoke to, €1,700 for two tickets, the price of a holiday in Barbados, in order to be here and experience this. I don't know what it is about it, but it must be something absolutely amazing.
I must say, it's a nice atmosphere. I don't feel threatened. I was just recognised. Some bloke came up to me and says, "You the Jolly Heretic," and shook my hands and I do good stuff, and, you know, keep it up and all that. And it's a really nice atmosphere here. And I recommend coming, even if you don't want to spend a fortune on the tickets, just to experience this. There's an electricity in the air, I have to say. This is quite difficult to put into words. I'm really enjoying myself.
Where are you from?
Ireland.
Everybody's not from Liverpool. We've already done, we've already interviewed Irish people. Five people from Liverpool, chaps. Are you from Liverpool?
No.
No, no one is. No one is from Liverpool round here.
There will be.
Yeah, but we're not finding it. We'll give it a go. We'll try and find them in the public. And we're not finding them. They're from anywhere but Liverpool. Not a great success rate in finding people from Liverpool to talk to about what life's like in Liverpool. So we might have to go somewhere else.
Liverpool Football Club developed its own mythology, forged by glory and tragedy. In 1989, Liverpool away fans, without tickets, ploughed into the Sheffield Stadium of Hillsborough with devastating consequences. 96 of their fellow supporters lay dead by the end of the afternoon. Multiple official inquiries absolved the fans of all blame. Any suggestion to the contrary is to be met with inquisitional rage. The police and the stadium authorities were to blame, and no one else. This cannot be questioned. 4 years previously, in the Heysel Stadium in Brussels, in a match between Juventus and Liverpool, the two sets of fans confronted each other, hurling stones, flares, and bottles. Eventually, the Liverpool fans charged the Italians. The Juventus supporters fled, causing a crush against a concrete wall. As bodies piled against the wall, it collapsed, burying the fans beneath it. By the end of the match, 39 people, mostly Italians, were killed. It is seldom spoken of in Liverpool.
We were just driving around, chaps, and we had to come to a halt because we found the most amazing, and of course, this is Liverpool, so amazing and beautiful. And
are you ready for the future of the West?
Right, so I just kick it up, right? Well, they kneel, like foot. Kneel foot.